afternoon. Which one of these do you have an interest in today, gentlemen?
The present one.
Oh, okay, good. I was thinking that it might be. And Mr. Fuquay?
The time extension that was
available. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you didn't leave. Mr. Hutt and I would like to meet you out in back of the courthouse after the meeting, and he'll explain why. He'll let you know why.
David E. and Della Marie McNatt is a request to subdivide 16 and a quarter acre into two parcels and extend an existing 50-foot right-of-way. If approved, this would make three parcels with access from an existing 50-foot right-of-way. Can approve as submitted or require an application for major subdivision. If approved as submitted, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision of property require an application for a major subdivision.
Yes, sir.
It's actually three parcels. There should be a line. If you look at Exhibit D.
Well, they only have a copy of the tax map change superimposed on the map.
Okay.
Mr. Hutt, just so our machine recognizes you, would you mind giving us your name? And
my apologies, Mr. Chairman. David Hutt with Wilson, Halbrook & Byard. I represent David and Della McNatt.
Okay, great.
At the end of the proposed extension of the 50-foot access right-of-way, along where the current path is, at the end of that, there should be a line. There'd be kind of, I don't know the best way to describe that, but there'd be
a lot here.
I'm going to draw it on what I have.
That'd be good, and you can show it around for us.
Yeah, I have it on. He submitted a packet, and it just, the wrong exhibit was used to draw the line. Should be an extra line in there.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know if the line would be in the middle of the access way or
could be, yeah.
From the access way to the property, right, yeah. Property line.
So you end up with one parcel up front and two parcels in the back.
Correct.
That's the total of the parcel. There's not a residual addition to that, is there?
That's right.
Okay, well, it's three.
Parcel A already exists.
Three, it's fine. Yeah, it should be fine.
It is three lots as on the agenda.
Right.
Yeah, it's three lots. Yeah, the agenda's right, and that's all they get without further yeah. Without a public hearing. But we can do it. I mean, there's no residual land to be dealt with or anything.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve David E. and Della Marie McNatt two parcels and 50-foot right of way, Route 30, with a stipulation that any further subdivision of the property will require a major subdivision public hearing.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve three lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Route 30 for David E. and Della Marie McNatt. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2006-72. Gregory and Charlotte Hastings request to withdraw and expedited review.
This is a request to withdraw a subdivision application that was heard on June 26 of 2008. The commission had deferred action pending receipt of a septic feasibility and information in reference to the tax ditch easements. The applicant's attorney is requesting an expedited review if an amended application is filed.
Mr. Chairman, on the last one, I believe the motion said two lots and the approval was for three. Just some maybe semantics at this point.
Oh, did I say that?
I believe that when the reading was for two and the approval stated three.
Okay.
I read right off the agenda. That's what I'm
about. I'm sorry. Well, what do we need to do? We need to reread it? Do we need to make another motion, or can we simply amend it?
I would suggest amending it and then doing it from there, just to be clear.
Well, it's a request to subdivide the parcel into three.
Right.
I think the
move to amend the motion.
Here's what it. I think what happened here. On the agenda, it says three, but on this, it says two.
It says two.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a little confusion. Well, I'll just go ahead and offer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, in reference to David E. and Della Marie McNatt, amend my motion to advise three lots and 50-foot right away on Route 30. And any further subdivision will require a major public hearing.
Okay.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to amend the motion to approve three lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Route 30 for David E. and Della Marie McNatt to say three lots instead of two. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. There you are, two approvals in one day.